One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us today, Sarah Whittle.
Wow. Hello. Mom's home.
Sarah Whittle is back.
Finally, mom's home. You can take my spot of being mom. You left and I have been mommy.
So take it over. Mommy,
you're like mom who's been traveling and you're like, I'm back with gifts.
I'm back. I came with a tan and a new outfit and I'm feeling great.
Well, good. I'm exhausted. My children are bothering me. Take them.
I love that having you back here is really funny because before we started Smosh Mouth, like before we brought Smoshcast back, I was looking back at the old Smoshcast and realized the final episode that aired was your goodbye episode.
That was
where this podcast ended last time.
Yep. It was like several months after the previous episode to that had aired. So like we did a special podcast to like explain why I was leaving Smosh for a second time.
That's
so dude.
Okay, because you left Smosh twice.
Yes. For people who don't have any idea who I am, or maybe you forgot, that's totally okay. But I started working for Smosh in 2015 on the Smosh Pit channel, and then eventually became like head of social, then head of All Unscripted, so like pit games and like kind of the Twitch stuff. And then in 2021 I left and I moved out of Los Angeles and moved to Colorado and got a new job, and I've been living life out there.
So what? Wait, so then when did you come back?
Yep. So right before the Defy shutdown, I had gotten a new job because I felt the writings on the wall. So I left for a brief moment. Then when Mythical bought Smosh, I came back for that iteration of Smosh.
So wait, you were only gone for like less than a year?
Yeah. Wow. I think I had left in like early September, like August, September, and then I came back February.
What if had you stayed, Defy wouldn't have shut down?
That
would have been a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
We've been stuck there.
This is true. Yeah, I left so that Defy could shut down. I was keeping it together.
You were very smart.
That makes sense.
It does make me think about how the months leading up, we knew that that shutdown was coming.
We were taking bets at the beginning of 2018 if we would see
That's
the end
scary.
Of the year.
Yeah, and then
because I also
in
was
October.
Overseeing budgets, and so the year prior, they were like, hey. Whatever show you guys want to make, just spend that money and make those shows. And then the next year they were like, can you make a show for $2?
Whoa.
And I was like, this is weird, guys. I think something's going on.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's when we crossed paths. Weren't you like towards the end when I was coming in?
Yes. Yeah. So I think that was when kind of like you were on the main channel. And I was like asking around because I've been following you. I've told you this several times.
Yes.
I've been following Amanda for like since 2015 when I first moved to Los Angeles. I randomly found you through like another friend who did UCB and like improv. And I was like, this girl is freaking hilarious. So I would follow you. I'd fangirl. And then when they're like, who are funny people that could join Smosh? I'd be like, Amanda's so funny, but she's so tall. And everyone's so short.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
She told me this two VidCons ago.
Yeah.
You told me this, and I was like, motherfucker.
I've been like an OG fan of you like forever. So now we just like DM each other, loving each other all the time.
We love each other.
It is also true. I think Amanda joining Smosh did prove to a lot of our viewers how short the rest of us are.
Shane. I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
A lot of context was given as soon as Amanda joined.
Welcome to my literal life. When you told me that, I was like, wow. I had a commercial agent being like, we love you. You are fantastic. Too tall.
I'm so sorry.
Too tall. No, it is true.
Well, look, you're
but
back.
Then they realize they're like, yeah, she's a big girl. We're going to just.
She's a big girl.
Give it up.
Give it up, big girl.
Yeah. But you kill it here. Like, I love every character you do. Sarah Christ, so good. The fortune teller at the funeral. Like, I think Anthony's roast is my favorite thing Smosh has ever done, period.
Oh, my God.
So, like, and Claudio knows, like, I was home watching crying. Like, I was crying. I was so proud. Angela and Chance's musical, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen Smosh do. And, like, Courtney directing it and then Courtney performing. I was like, Bikini Girl for President. Like, I fully was, like, I was so proud of you guys. And I, like, cried happy tears. I was so proud of you
guys. That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I felt like we all came together on that shoot. Like, we worked so hard. And Courtney just killed it, as we all knew that she would.
Yeah.
But she really killed it. Like, her vision, we were all like, yes.
And, like, when I started working with Courtney, like, I don't know how old she was.
She was 19.
Yeah, in 2015. And yeah, I just, like,
crazy.
It's just so crazy. And so, like, to kind of see her grow and, like, see her leadership grow and, like, push her, because I remember I would talk to her all the time about, like, directing and producing and stuff. And so, like, to see this, like, whole thing, I was like, I was proud, mama. I was, like, so proud of everyone. And, like, it gave me FOMO because I was like, I wish I was there because they're so funny. Can they take this on the road? Like, the funeral, I think the funeral show could be, like, a touring show. That's all I'm saying.
That's so funny that you say that, because I actually feel like it could be too. I also feel like doing it live.
Yeah.
I know we did it live in front of an audience and streamers, but, like, live.
Yeah. Yep. Like,
where people could actually see a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and you, it makes sense that you have a lot of stakes in this place still, because so much of this channel is still because of you. Like, so much of what you see still is kind of, you got the ball rolling on so much of it.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's like, I think from the viewer's perspective, everything looks the same. Like, the Try Not to Laugh set looks pretty much the same. Maybe the lighting looks a little different. Maybe there's a little more space. But it's like, you know, we shot another video earlier today, and, like, I see this huge room. And, like, remember at Defy, that tiny corner room that we, like, literally painted each corner differently so it could be a different set.
Yeah.
But, like, literally the cameras were in the same center place in the middle of the room. And that was our set for a very long time.
We worked with tiny sets in a lot of our stuff. The first Try Not to Laugh was in such a small room.
Which is crazy because you need so much space when you're
You had to make it work without that space before.
Now you have wigs.
We have wigs and wig caps. Huge.
I mean, and Try Not to Laugh used to be me just, like, scrolling through Amazon trying to be like, what would be a funny prop? Like, looking,
yeah. And we were doing that. We were doing Show With No Name. We were doing squad vlogs. We were going places.
Oh, yeah. We just did an episode on Smosh lore. So I learned a lot.
I gave her all the rundown. I didn't, a show I did miss, I forgot about, because I didn't get too much into the Mythical era. But your baby was Spelling Bikini Wax.
Yes. Yeah. So that was, like, a shower thought, because it was inspired. I have my best ideas when I shower and I'm, like, doing my hair. And, and just, like, that's where, like, my creative juices get flowing. I think it's because I have nothing else to do. Like,
that you have to be present.
Like, I'm always multitasking.
Taking a shower.
No, but I can go into autopilot. Thing. Girls know. You just go into autopilot.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, you know, it's your routine. So, I was inspired by Joe Beretta, who used to be creative director back in the Defy days at Smosh. He had a Valley Folk show called Trivia Bidet. You would ask questions about, you know, trivia questions. If you got it wrong, you'd get blasted by a bidet. So I was like...
By a bidet
that they had installed incorrectly, so it was a little strong.
So that means you're standing over the toilet?
You're sitting on the toilet. So I ended up being on an episode. You sit on a toilet. Joe Beretta's on the ground behind me. I'm pants down. I have a blanket over me. I have a table on top.
What?
And then Lee Newton was the host, and she would crouch over. That's how you know it. Like, she
That's
would
how
crouch
I know
over
it. I was like,
and she would ask me the question.
No. Yes, I love Lee Newton.
Yes.
She was a groundling. She was Sunday Company.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
I remember that group. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So you were pantsless. So if you got it wrong, you
blasted. It's a very fun episode.
Wow.
It's still on the internet to this day.
What? And what is it called again?
Trivia Bidet. So I was like, I like this idea of, like, a simple game, but, like, high stakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, high stakes punishment. So showering, and I was like, what's a game? Oh, spelling bee, bikini wax. And that's how the idea was born.
And it was truly torture.
Yeah. And I think like once a year now, but like, you know, more often when I first left Smosh for the second time, I would get comments of like, is this the girl on my socials? Is this the girl who hosted that show on Facebook?
You're like, okay, is that my legacy?
Yeah.
That's why you traveled. Were like, that's my legacy. I can't come back.
I'm not mad about it though. It's my favorite thing I've ever created.
I have not seen an episode.
It was a great show. Oh, you could watch them. They're on the internet.
They're still
forever.
On the internet.
They were great because, I mean, yeah, if you want to explain how it went, but basically just you were hosting.
Yeah, I'd host it because I pitched the idea and the team at the time was like, sir, you gotta host this.
Yeah,
and I was
course.
Like, I wasn't really on camera talent. So I was like, sure. Yeah, of course. I love this idea. And so, you know, it's a traditional spelling bee, but if you get the word wrong, you don't. Get out of the game, you lose some hair down there, or however
down
it.
Down there.
Bikini wax.
Yeah. Now, they gave us the option to get waxed kind of wherever we wanted. I would typically choose thigh.
Yeah.
Which was still awful.
Well, you're letting out the secret. But for the longest time, we would say, you know, it is what it is. But the truth is, guys.
I think some people did.
I did. Not full, but it would be like strips.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was intense.
Ow.
Yeah.
It's the worst pain ever. What kind of words are you working with?
Hard words. No, it would start off easy and it would get harder. And some words are just impossible.
I'm getting stressed because I feel like this is coming. Like somehow
we're not.
Mosh just going to be like, yeah, we're going to do that again.
No,
well, I saw like when you guys hit 8 million subscribers, like spelling bikini wax, like logo was on it. And all the fans were like, oh my God, is it coming back?
Wouldn't that be a good live show bit?
We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it because of the pandemic. Cause I think it kind of became like.
And not surprisingly, it was very hard to find people.
Yeah. I think it was like a sanitary, like a COVID thing a little bit. Well, and yeah, it was hard to find people.
It was hard to find guests. So like, that's why there's so little episodes. Cause I would literally have to email people and be like, hey guys, we have this show where you eat bad shit. Or you like get punished. Because
we had that and eat it or eat yeah. it had started. So we yeah. were doing eat it or eat it and spelling.
Or you can have
wax.
Your pubes waxed if you spell a word.
And then on games.
Pubes?
Well, I mean ideally.
Kind of like,
well,
it was implied.
And then on games, we were always doing punishment shit. No, 2019, we were getting fucked up.
Because we weren't gamers. Because we weren't gamers. And it's like.
You weren't gamers, so we wanted to
but
see
now
you guys get
tortured. Now we're becoming gamers because I'm
so
making Amanda a gamer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah, I'm playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's awesome.
She's getting good at it.
And Shane's very scared.
He's scared okay. little boy.
Very scared.
I'm putting on a show.
He's very, very scared.
Not actually that scared.
But he is doing well. We're good partners because. But sometimes he does things in Five Nights at Freddy's where he goes. And then he just lets go of the control and just turns around. I'm like,
Shane does
what
get overwhelmed very quickly.
Happened?
That's something.
What the hell is this conversation turning into?
Notice. Has Amanda replaced me as your best friend at Smosh?
Ooh.
Oh. I don't know.
I think I have a pretty good rapport with everyone.
A lot of besties.
Because back at Defy.
He's a little slut.
Mm-hmm.
Back at Defy, I didn't. Damn.
In the okay. best way possible.
Okay.
Like a good slut.
Yeah,
like one of those awesome sluts.
One of those awesome sluts that's always there.
I'm a superb slut.
Yes.
Back at Defy, there was a lot of people I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I would walk. I would go hang out with you all the time.
Yep. Not
here,
let me get any
also,
work done.
It's also different. Yeah. I would just go over and just yell.
I'd be like, "Can you leave? I have meetings."
I would say nowadays I'm mellow off camera and I try to amp it up on camera and
yeah,
get back
he
to
he is mellow
that.
Off camera.
But back then sometimes I was actually equally as insane off camera as I was on camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that. Yeah, you're like throwing pencils in
oh,
the
yeah,
and
yeah, so
stick.
That's right. The Defy office had those like
it was disgusting.
It had those office ceiling panels, you know, that made out of that whatever that material is that's kind of
it's like not quite styrofoam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would just throw pencils into it all the time. So there was pencils.
Literally just to see
wow.
if they would stick.
So glad I missed that era.
That office sucked. Okay.
Now I just get like very chill, very kind, very, how are you, Shane?
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice. And I'm like, well, I'm the crazy one sometimes.
So we don't do spelling bikini wax anymore. And we stopped doing Eat It or Eat It.
Yeah.
We have a lot of shows we don't do anymore. Do you have a favorite of the ones that we have sunset?
I mean, yeah, spelling bikini wax will always have like a sweet spot in my heart. But no, I don't think so. I think that's the one standout just because that was like very close and near and dear to me. But I don't know. I just love this like new vibe. I don't know if it's like a new vibe. It's like an improved, evolved vibe, this like new Smosh. Even when I came last year and this year, like I think it feels a lot more creative and open and supportive. And so it's just like I do feel the FOMO when I watch you guys because it's, you know, I know you guys personally too, but it's like that parasocial, like, and I'm like, oh my god, there's somebody. So I'm texting, and like after the funeral I like blew everyone's phones up and everything like that.
It would be so fun to have you back because I do feel like there is this just like girl group here, plus Shane, and there's this girl group here that's just
okay. I'm
like,
fucking done, dude.
No, Shane, stop.
I'm fucking out of here, bro.
There's like this girl group that's just like, we're just like giddy. We're like sleepover vibes,
like Angela.
Yeah.
I don't fangirl, but like I want her to be my sister. I wish she would be my sister. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm breaking
my arm
Angela.
To be her, and I want to
be
Angela.
Hey Angela. Is this a cast?
You broke your arm. Really I broke my arm.
You're wearing sweatshirts, you're like, hey Angela. She would love it.
Angela, I would say, is what I think I used to be, where off camera, she is just as loud and crazy on camera.
I think that's just
my favorite thing, this is a fun little fact about Angela. Midway through the day, it's about 4 o'clock right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about 3 to 4 o'clock on every shoot day. We're filming from 8 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. Around 3 to 4, Angela suddenly just... It kicks back up and she goes, second wind.
I'm getting
second
energy.
Second wind.
I'm getting energy. Does and she'll play music.
Does she caffeinate or like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
That's what it is.
More than you should.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll have a whole mug of coffee. She's walking around super fast with a mug of coffee. It's not spilling somehow. And she's like, second wind. Let's go.
She never puts a top on it, ever. Yeah. I actually do feel like the older sister usually. I'm like,
oh,
man,
yeah.
They're nuts. God, these times. I love Christmas. Like, I feel like I'm just like, wait till mom gets home.
Yeah,
She's gonna be pissed.
Wow.
And I'm also mom.
So Angela's your favorite cast member?
What?
Is that what you want to say? You could say it. You basically just said it. I feel like...
I love everyone in their own unique...
Sarah, shut the fuck up. Who is your favorite cast member? God. Just be honest.
See? Look at him.
Is it Angela?
Is it?
He's so jealous.
No,
I don't care. I don't care.
He's very jealous.
Favorite cast member of Smosh.
Wow. Really asking
you're really putting me under the... I think it is Angela.
Oh my God. Bye, Shane. Anyways, let's
But second runner up, Tommy.
God damn it.
But second runner
also
up.
Also fair.
Tommy.
But also last, Shane Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
Shane.
Okay. Cool.
Shane, you're very a staple. Cool. We need you on this channel.
Don't do that.
We need you. We
stop.
Love
you. Guys
you.
Have said that you've said
even
how
though
you, feel.
You can't read
I didn't say
or
that.
Do the splits.
I actually can't read on Reddit you. Stories. I'm just making that shit
Wait
up.
Wait a second. You read.
It's a
Oh, he fakes
he
it.
He can't read.
He keeps saying that he's gone through all these
In
books.
In the 5 years I worked here, he never responded to one email.
No, okay.
Because he can't read.
Shane.
Selena, don't
literally
back that
lied.
Up.
So I hear giggles of confirmation.
Come on. I answer some. I'm busy here.
Wait.
The problem is let me vent for a second.
Okay.
I get emails while we're like filming stuff like this, and then I forget
said,
to respond.
He gets very overwhelmed very easily. It's okay. It's
no,
okay.
He responds in a way that I'm like, he got it and he's not mad at me. But if I didn't know him, I'd be like, wow, he hates me. It's like, yes.
Well,
I will.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
If we're gonna shit on Shane,
and it's great.
Oh, but I am responding.
Correct. Oh, I've never had a problem with you not responding.
Interesting. That would be nice
change,
for your
maybe.
New best friend.
I'm trying to change.
But
I'm trying to get better. I think I'm getting better.
A little bit.
Okay, I got a little bit from Selena.
It was just a me thing.
I kind of love
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on.
I love that Sarah's here to like really, you know, pull the curtain in so I can see
the real Shane,
who you were.
It's okay, Shane. It's okay.
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 Dude, oh my God. That was quoted at me so much for so long.
I know. Well, did you see me comment on your post that I was like, is Shane okay? Turned into, is Shane
it's,
here?
Dude, it's, yeah.
What is this?
So we did a
lore. This is more lore.
What is this?
It started with a video where, maybe you haven't seen it. We did this a couple years ago where it's me at a table doing red table talks with all of my characters. And
I remember
Tommy
this.
Was able to edit it.
I remember this.
And made me, so it looks like all of my characters and I
it's
are all Aunt Carolyn, Courtney Freakin' Miller, a dumpster wizard. And this is before The Chosen, like, really became The Chosen. So, like, I had had one or two Chosen appearances by this point. He doesn't even appear in it till the very end. But at one point, I was improvising as Aunt Carolyn, and I just go, are you Kay? Are you Kay?
Hey, Kay?
Are you Kay?
Hey, Kay?
And then people just commented that on every single one of my posts for, like, 2 years.
Damn.
They, our fans, dude, if you throw out an inside joke for them...
Yeah, Mexican salsa, yes.
Oh, you'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, I know. No, I know.
Mexican salsa, yes.
That's every comment on every video is like, Amanda's hair. Mexican salsa, yes. Spencer said to me the other day, he's like, you know, no one's been commenting about our videos. They've just been commenting about your hair.
Mexican salsa, yes.
I was like, Mexican salsa, yes, buddy.
That's awesome.
My bangs grew out and people are like, whoa. Someone said on the last video, they were like, she is working it. Like, she nice. Is going hard. I was like, all right. Am I not allowed to dress up? Well, anyways, yeah.
You got fans.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess I told Shane that I had a TSA agent. I was walking up and he was, this is last week. He was checking, maybe he's watching right now. He was checking my IDs and he goes, what are you doing here? And I was like, It's
you're like, you're I'm like, flying somewhere.
I looked horrible. I was like, do you need my, here's my ID. He's like, what are you doing?
What here? Are you doing here?
And he literally goes, I'm going to get fired for this. Mark, can I borrow your phone? He like didn't have his phone. He was amazing. His name was Legend.
A legend.
He was amazing. He took the photo and I was like, oh God. I think about all the photos that are taken of me with fans. I'm like, oh my God. It's like the worst angle of me. I'm like,
I would have been so nervous. TSA agent there yelling at me.
I know.
I'd be like,
right?
Oh shit. If they're like,
doing here?
You are the bomb.
I've gotten that too, though. Yeah, like at a bakery. Someone was like, Sarah, what are you doing here? And I was like, what?
Yo, what?
I live here now.
Why that response? I wonder that because if I saw, and I thought it was very sweet, but if I saw someone that I like saw on the internet, I wouldn't go, what are you doing
no,
here?
No, but I get it because one time, because, you know, it's like the whole parasocial thing. So it's like in my brain, like I may not like immediately connect to you, like connect that like I'm seeing you in real life, but I only know you online.
Yeah.
Like a good example is like one time in New York City, I took my parents to go on like the 30 Rockefeller Center tour.
Uh-huh.
We walk into like the lobby and some random guy from The Voice is like doing satellite interviews in the middle of the lobby. So he's like taking a break. We walk by him. He makes eye contact with me. And in my brain, I'm like, I recognize him. So I was like, hey, what's up, man? And he was like, what's up? And then we walked away and I was like, I have no fucking clue who that was. Because my parents were like, do you know him? And
it's
like, I don't actually.
It's true. The internet, you watch them all the time. You're like, oh, I know them. Yeah. They're a good friend of mine.
Like how you and I have been best friends for 10 years ever since I
literally I feel like we've been friends forever. And when I saw you and you said that you're like, I've been following you forever, I was like, yeah, acting like I knew. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
The internet,
it just
does
like blurs all of it, because also too, like, Shane never texts me.
What the fuck
but
is this?
Like, you know, I don't think
this is an intervention.
Damn.
We're not like disconnected, we're still friends.
Yes,
you know,
it's true.
We see each other on the internet.
We see each other on the internet.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Shane had no idea what was happening. But do not get Sarah and I together in one.
I love how, you know what we didn't bring up is we already had booked Sarah for this episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then you texted Sarah saying, you should come on Smosh Mouth. You knew we already had her slated.
I was like, I love you. I miss you. You're amazing. You should come on Smosh Mouth. She was like, I am.
She's like, I'm pretty sure I am.
She's like, yeah, here's the date and this the time and I'll be there. I was like, yeah, let me check with my people.
Let me check with my people.
Trust me, I felt like an idiot. I was like, yeah, let me check the schedule. You're probably right. And I was like, Shane, are we getting Sarah Little?
But I didn't take it too hard.
And I go,
hard.
Yes, okay.
I didn't take it too hard because, like, Kiana, when she was, like, planning my trip here, like, she also told me, like, 5 videos I was supposed to be in. And I was like, that many? I was like, okay.
Welcome to our day.
But I liked all the options. I was down for all the options.
No, I loved it.
And you chose this in Reddit stories.
Yeah. If I ever come back, though, I do want to play like a board game with you guys because like I think it'd be so. I love playing games with you guys.
God. Oh, she should play like the All Rise or Love is Blind.
Love is Blind is so funny.
Love is Blind is full chaos.
We literally got that board game.
Or Maury.
We were like, oh, here we go.
Maury, too.
Maury is the shit.
Yeah, Maury is fun. We're not the fun.
We're having a lot of fun over there.
Yeah.
Playing some bullshit nowadays.
Well, we're just like,
when have we not been bullshit?
We're playing some real bullshit.
No, we're playing games that are
bullshit. We've cranked the bullshit up.
We just talked about spelling bikini wax.
Nah, that was tame.
No, we're playing board games that are like structured improv, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, here, slot for character.
So good.
Improv. It's so fun.
Well, and that's why I started like the character games because it was like, got like a easy to do, like, board game, and then everyone just bring a character, and like that's what we did. For,
that's
like,
where
a
that's
bit.
How the Chosen came
like,
about.
Like Viva Smosh Vegas came out of that. Yeah,
Chosen.
And, yeah, Chosen
you
yeah.
were you were like
first a, one.
You were actually such a big catalyst in the Chosen being created.
Yeah,
I realized,
yeah.
Because his first appearances were all in videos with you.
Yeah.
And I think that was
Viva
like
Viva Smosh Vegas was the
it was Blackjack.
One. Yeah, it was
Blackjack was the
Viva
first.
Viva Smosh Vegas.
Yep, it's so good.
The Blackjack episode where
that's
yeah,
a great name.
That episode was great, and I cobbled the Chosen together because I was going to do Aunt Carolyn. Then we didn't have the right wig for her. Mm. So I was like, oh, shit, I need to come up with something else. And then I literally, like, saw that shirt, saw a pair of those cargo shorts, and saw a necklace. And I was like, all right, I'm going to – and those sunglasses. And I put it all
but
together.
It even started as the Chosen. You were just doing your version of Spencer.
I was Spencer Agnew, yeah. It wasn't called The Chosen at first.
It was like an alternative universe Spencer Agnew.
Spencer.
I just kind of threw it out there to make fun of him because I was just like, yeah, it's stupid.
And that dart video, I still rewatch. It's like one of my comfort videos. And also the egg roulette where Damien says the chicken opposiner. And I say, what is that? And Spencer goes, that's the chicken pussy.
Yeah.
What? What a world.
Amanda, you had to be there.
What a world.
You had to be there.
And
Amanda.
Don't Wake Daddy Ian also.
Oh, dude.
So
Wait,
funny.
That sounds like a show that I want to be on.
It's
I feel like,
so funny.
I feel like you can tell on Smosh Games that Spencer's the one like generating the ideas now because it's just fully crazy.
Well, those were like, that was back in the day when Spencer was like mainly editing. And I was like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I want to be on more videos. And I was like, absolutely. So that's when like I, you know, obviously put Tommy in videos because Tommy's so funny. But then I started putting Spencer in videos. And so like it always felt like when it was like Spencer, you, Damien, me, Ian, like those were crazy
like
videos.
The only lady.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's flipped. Now there's
ladies.
So many women.
Yeah, it's the girls' club.
The ladies run Smosh now.
It's the girls. Truly, that's what it feels like. Rah.
It's pretty cool.
You like it?
I think
you're
it's
gonna say anything else.
It's cool. I think
can
I
you say
yeah,
another
I'm not interrogating
opinion?
You.
I think
do you like
it's really
it?
Cool, and I respect it. And
good.
It's awesome, and I think it's the best.
Good. You checked off everything I had on the list.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating. Yeah. And I think it's really cool. And
are you okay?
Yes, women.
Okay? It's okay, Shane.
But now I love your guys' funeral. If I had to pick like a favorite show, it would be funerals. Like I
so
love
fun.
Funerals.
Were you gone before we even started doing them?
Yeah. So
wow.
Like because like we didn't really roast. We do roast like every so often with like what
show with no name. We also was where we first
do a little
started
bit of
roasting
and then the like the Jackbox game and stuff. But I like my goodbye was like the kind of first official roast.
That's
we
true.
Did. And then, so then when you guys started doing the funeral stuff, I was like, oh my God, this is so freaking hilarious.
That's kind of true. That was a Try Not to Laugh episode, but it kind of was the first, like, that was like a little bit of a blueprint for funeral.
Yeah, and I think it made everyone, like, comfortable because, like, roasting is my love language because it's, like, it makes me feel seen. Mm. And, like, I also just, like, laugh at myself constantly. So when people have the audacity to also, like, laugh at me with me, like, I really like that. So, like, roasting, like, that roasting is, it just, like, warms my heart so much because it, like, it was the perfect send-off to, like, my Smosh career.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, roast the shit out of me. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
I also feel like the funerals are such a good character generator because
yes.
It's your love language, but I actually struggle to roast people, even though I kind of roast them daily. Like I just I love.
Yeah, you've been roasting me right now.
All the time. But I find it very hard to sit down and write roasts for people. So what I loved about the funerals is I was like, oh, I can be a character. So essentially, I'm just going to roast my own character.
You're just so good at character work. You're just like You're so good at
it. It's insane. Yeah, because in yours, your rebuttal was you just impersonated everyone and you nailed it so much that it
oh, that was perfect. So, and I remember we had Jeremy as the writer, so he was like, anything I can do to help? I was like, I'm going to say this. Does this sound weird? He's like, yeah, but I don't know. It's your head. I don't know. You just do what feels good. And he was very supportive, and I was like, okay. So when I did the rebuttal of everyone's impressions, I was like, I hope this works.
It was great.
And I was just so in it. But I remember after my funeral, I was so, like, overwhelmed with love, you know, because when you get roasted, you're like, and I remember turning being like, and Angela was like, are you okay? She was like, you looked like sick after. And I was like, no, I was fine. I mean, I guess maybe. I was like overwhelmed. Getting roasted is overwhelming.
Yeah. It's very emotionally overwhelming. Yeah.
I got lucky because my funeral was the first. So mine was very mild compared to everyone. You were not in that one. No.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I've been working on my Amanda impression.
Okay.
And, I'm getting. Do you want to? So I'll do a mild.
What?
I'll do a mild version of it.
This is news to me.
So my very very basic level impression of Amanda. It's mostly physical. So for audio listeners, I'm sorry. You just have to think about this. but it'd be like you say something to me, like you just say some sort of crazy news, and then Amanda goes like this. She goes. Yes.
A grab and turn.
Yes.
A little nod.
Yes. And then Amanda, after she grabs your arm, she does do a little bit of this.
Ooh,
I do.
She like makes sure that she grabs every muscle of your arm. She starts here down by the elbow, tricep, moves over to bicep. Moves up the shoulder.
A theater kid through and through.
I know. It's like, how are you?
I'm not
thinking
comforting.
About muscle. I don't know.
I love touching people too.
Yeah.
Like when I laugh, I touch people. Yep. Like, you know.
And I'm the opposite. I'm not like a touchy.
No, you're not
person.
A touchy.
So Amanda will just but I don't care if someone touches me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to touch other people. But I think it must look really funny when Amanda just grabs my arm and she's touching me and I'm just standing still like I'm a mannequin at a Nordstrom.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'll be like, so how are you feeling today? He's like, pretty good.
Shane's like stances sometimes and like how he used to walk. Like it's very NPC. Like it's just very.
I think it's gotten a little more fluid over the years.
Yeah.
A little more.
We've hugged.
Yes, I hug people.
Yeah, we've hugged. And
I'm not scared of hugging people.
No, I know that.
I just don't grab people's arms.
And
not
when
there's
I
anything
grab,
wrong with it.
When I grab your arm, I feel like you're like, this is good. We're good.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Connecting, you're touching.
I don't mind it.
But
I don't resist it.
As an arm grabber, I've experienced people that I've grabbed and then I feel their whole body recoil. And I'm like, And then what happens with me? I won't pull away because I'm embarrassed.
You then double hand grab.
I think we are the same person. Then I'm like, well, let me just kind of rub
now. And then you
now.
Just
it's terrible.
You just jack off your arm now.
Like, eventually you'll be comfortable.
Like,
you'll like this. You will like
jack
this.
Off the arm. We'll get
I like that Amanda, when meeting someone, is like two steps away from doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu on them. Like, you are right away from throwing them over.
I have too much pride that I'm like, it is too embarrassing for me to recoil. So I just go deeper. And then sometimes I'll turn them towards me and then grab my other arm and go for a hug.
You've done it to complete strangers, too.
I have. I jacked off a guy's arm for a long time. Talk about the internet thing. I told this already. He was an actor. I thought I knew him. He was on Orange is the New Black, and I jacked off his arm for probably 10 minutes.
And in fact, jacked off his arm.
I was a bartender. He just wanted to know where the bathroom was. And I was like, we're catching up. Yes. I told this story, and I was like,
God
damn it, Amanda. Why didn't you just let go? I couldn't. My brain was like, let him go.
I know. I have those conversations in my head all the time. Like, whether I'm speaking or actioning or anything, the whole time I'm screaming in my head, Sarah, fucking stop it.
Like,
stop.
Why can't we
stop it? And the body is just doing its own thing.
The body's like, this'll work.
My pride. Like, you got to commit all the way.
I'm kind of jealous because I'm the polar opposite, where I won't be doing something. And my body's like, do that. do it. Be a person right now. Whoa. And I'm there just like not moving. It's like
like the dial.
It's
the,
like, say hello
the,
right
like,
now.
The dial up internet sound. Meanwhile, it's me. It's just like crashing and screaming in my head while I'm just being too much.
Walk away.
Chaos Elmo. And there's like,
walk away, Amanda. And I'm like, and then I'll be like, can I touch your hair? And I'm like, you have done it. You need to go away. But then my hand is on their hair and it's too late. Yeah. I've seen it happen with Shane where I see it and it's like, I know he wants to touch that person and hug that person and talk to that person, but his body's like,
yep.
And his mind is like,
move.
And so maybe, I don't know, sometimes, then I'll just grab his back and then I'll start rubbing his back. I don't know what
I think it's
happens.
Really like, you know, you got to know the person. Oh, I'm trying to, you know, that's what I've, that's what we'll improve on. It's like,
what?
Just like,
tell me.
You know, if we know the person, we can do a little more jack off if we want.
I'll try.
Like, if you don't know, maybe don't start with the arm jack off.
I'll try. Yeah. It's just once.
I regret using that wording.
I'll try.
I just you're using it a lot now.
If a server's nice to me, I'll start going for the wrist and go right up the arm. It's horrible.
You're gonna be like such a nice like 56-year-old.
I'm gonna be like. Die.
You know what? You know what? I'm glad I don't do this. I think coming from me, I think this would not go well for
Sarah and I have gotten really close to people that we don't know and will never see again. I think it's fine.
It'll be fine.
It's honestly, I will say it does help me with characters because once you touch someone that doesn't want to be touched or does, you really kind of get in their head.
So wait, you're...
I don't think you want to say
what?
That. I don't
the
think
hell
you're
what are you saying, Amanda?
I don't think Amanda... I think
thing.
She apologizes.
Here's the good thing. I'm
here's
ruining
the
their day.
Tearful apology video coming soon.
Here's the thing. No, but it... Or even if... Even like with my sisters when they're like upset or something and I still... My body's like... touch their arm and I know they don't want to be touched but it's too late, my body goes and then you experience what it's like and they turn to you and they're like, yeah, I just don't want to be touched right now, and you're like, yes, all right,
and you're like, but now
and then you grab their arm
and then you do a full hug.
I hear you.
I get it.
Is that
and I respect
how,
your space
and is that how you flirted with your husband?
No, my husband flirted with me first, but he was very respectful. He wrote his phone number and he was like, hello, I want to take you on the date. All I can voice.
This episode is brought to you by MeUndies. You know, the thing about being a guy is we're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. You know, male makeup, what to go along with my powdered wig, you know, a pec push-up bra. I actually probably could use that, but what would the bros say? You know, meggings that accentuate the caboose. Dude, there's kids out there. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gift to help men feel big. The contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micromodal sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear the sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. And that's all that matters, right?
It is all that matters. It's all I care about.
That's what I hear people saying, you know?
No, it's true.
And I will say, I put on these MeUndies, I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh! Whoa!
Yeah.
It's there it is.
You're wearing them today, I can tell. You know what's great? MeUndies has unmatched comfort. It's like a hug from a sweater. It is soft, it's warm, it's dependable. And the great thing is that if you don't like your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. You can return it and they'll pay you back. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/smoshmouth. That's meundies.com/smoshmouth for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Back to the show.
Here we go.
I've told Amanda that her husband and your husband, Claudio, they remind me of each other in similar ways.
My Italian husband, Claudio.
You both found
and my
European,
Belarusian husband.
European
got
husband.
Got a day.
Yeah, we got him from the same website.
Yeah.
God.
We were like, okay, everyone I touch recoils. So Shall I look up husbands from not America? This is like Passport Bros. This is terrible.
Passport
That's
Bros.
That's not true.
No, they
find turns out you are a passport.
Yeah. No, when he asked me out, I told you the story. I was like, no.
Really?
Yeah, I was involved with someone else, and I was just like, no. But I remember I still thought about him, and he was just, he was very tall, like your husband. Mm-hmm. How tall is your husband?
6'2".
Okay. So Garde is like 6'3 or 6'4, something like that.
Okay.
But I was like, when he came up to me, it was a presence.
Yeah.
And he has really long hair.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was really, really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Really
nice. Yeah. Yeah. I made out with my husband within like 2 minutes of meeting him.
Okay.
So okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
what he was like, hello, it's nice to meet you. And you're like, oh.
You're like, hello. She started at the wrist and went up the arm.
You joke, but that's kind of how it happened.
Wait, where did it happen?
It happened in this bar on the west side. That used to be like my
watering hole.
Watering hole, yes. No, but not actually the watering hole. Okay. It was Busby's West.
Okay.
And I would go there all the time, and it was like a mutual friend's birthday party, and he was wearing like this sweater, and he's like tall and had these glasses, so he was talking to another Italian gal that I just happened to like know through friends. And I was like, oh, perfect. This is my way in. Like, I'm going to introduce myself. So I like kind of crashed their conversation, and I was like, hi, I'm Sarah. And I had like a wine at that point, maybe two wines. And
you're like, hi, I'm Sarah.
No, not like that.
No.
Not like that.
Give me a cup.
No, not like that.
No, she was cool.
It was a lot more cool than that. And she was very cool. And hot and everything.
I'm sure it was. Very sexy.
I was like, hi, I'm Sarah. And he was like, hello, I'm Claudio. And I was like, okay,
exactly
our mouths
sounds
need
like
to meet each other as soon as possible.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
That's really good. No, I suck at my impression of my husband.
Shane has quite the impression of my husband.
Let me hear.
Yeah.
Claudio.
It's Claudio. It sounds like this.
It's Claudio.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
Now you sound like you're from New York.
Claudio recorded a voice message.
Good. Okay, let's hear it.
Because he wanted to.
But I would. What I was always impersonating was him saying your name. It's like Sarah Weedl.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Claudio.
Sarah Weedl.
So this is Claudio's voice message to everyone here at Smosh.
Okay. Hell yeah!
Are you in Shane? Is he and Shane the same person?
That's awesome!
Because the last
dude, that was a good one.
Wasn't it so good?
That was impressive as hell. Mine's so weak compared to that.
It had so many like.
There's levels.
Continues.
It keeps going.
I love that Claudio
this.
Is standing like
Claudio's in his room right
away.
Now.
He's right there.
He's like bright red.
This is my favorite thing because I was saying to him that I love Guess the Fart. Do you know what Guess the Fart is
Guess
on Instagram?
Who's gas. Yes.
Guess who's gas?
Yeah, it's like a podcast that they do like they do this game. Yeah, they do
there's a
game.
Hashtag called Guess the Fart.
Oh, and they go like, oh, Guess the Fart.
It's like Guess the Fart, and then you
guess
fart.
The yeah. Fart.
But you know what you guys could do is steal it from that radio show podcast. They do Guess Who's Gas, and they have all the cast members record their farts, and they play farts, and they go, who?
Okay, next new show.
Okay, yeah.
I've already heard Shane's fart, and he laughed so hard at it.
He really did.
He cried.
My life goal was always to, like, I always was so scared to go on Try Not to Laugh, like, because I'm not a bits person. I think I'm more of, like, I can react off of people and be funny that way, but I'm not someone that's I'm going to come out and do a bit. Like, we actually canceled my episode. Oops. We actually canceled.
It was so lame.
I just, like, I get too much in my head, and then it's, like, bad, you know.
Yes.
You have a bad night of improv.
You're, like,
on
in
camera.
The car replaying everything.
Exactly.
It's improv.
Yeah. Yeah, Try Not to Laugh, like, my dream goal would always be to just, like, walk on set and just, like, rip the biggest fart and then walk.
I know, it's the goal.
It's my ultimate goal.
But, like, it's hard to time that out.
Yeah, you gotta be like, it's my turn.
I'll go!
And people are like, no, actually, I'm ready because I have a character. And you're like, I'll go.
All right, Courtney's coming up. No, it's my turn! guys, that's okay, it's my turn!
Dude, the hardest, we laughed so hard on this fucking podcast about farts.
I know. It always comes back to farts.
Down to farts. Always,
and you know, when I'm around, there's farts.
Yeah, that's kind of your brand.
Is it? Because I love farts, too.
I love farts. But sorry, I took us off of the husband.
We digressed. Farts. I was going to try to ask, what are the benefits of a tall European husband? Should I seek one out myself?
Exactly. Yes. Shane, yes.
I'm looking for a tall Spaniard husband.
Yes. Oh, Spaniard. Okay. Yes, Shane, you should.
Okay.
Because everything is different.
Yeah.
Food. Talking to their mother.
Yes.
You know what's amazing?
Are you trying to learn?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I do want to learn Russian, and his mom said, don't do it. Don't do it. Very hard. Very, very hard.
Don't do it. Very hard.
Very,
very,
very hard.
Stupid.
Very, very hard.
It's very hard.
You're very stupid. You're very stupid. Because when I first started dating Gardier, which I still do, I called him Gardier, and she was like, what is that? Who is this? Gardier. And I was like, Gardier. His name is Gardier.
Gardier.
But they speak in Russian to each other, and it's kind of nice because then it's like I just get to sit on the side and not be involved.
You don't worry about what they're saying?
No.
She's just there like you're...
No, she's amazing, but once she knows I'm there, she'll switch to English and then involve me. And I was
nice.
Like, that's very nice, but also it's like, you guys do your thing. Mm. I'm the type of person that I hate getting the phone passed to me. You know, like at Thanksgiving, where it's like, do you want to talk to your aunt? And you're like, no, it's okay.
Just relay
that I love her. And it's like, I'm passing the phone.
Yeah, I get that.
I'd rather just them work it out.
It's kind of nice.
Because they talk every day.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Yeah, my husband, he talks to his family pretty often.
Yeah, he talks to his mom every day.
But I think that's good. I think that's very
sweet.
Good.
I call my mom, you know, my mom and I talk on the phone maybe like every 10 years or something. No, I'm just kidding. I love my mom, but we're not phone people.
No, same. Same with me.
We're
same,
texters.
Same. Mom just like kind of sees me on social and she's like, she's doing good.
You're doing great. My mom will text me. She'll go, went to the dinner. I want to know. Coming home. She writes hieroglyphics.
Yeah, that's the same with my mom. So
wow.
Like our wedding really was like the it was like a world summit because my mom's full Korean. My dad's like white. Grandpa's from like Kentucky, Nebraska, and then we have like the
my grandpa's the colonel.
Yeah. And then we have this Italian side of the family, and like our wedding in Italy was the first time like everyone had actually met, and that was crazy. And
that is crazy.
Yeah. And then
first
we did
time.
Yeah, and then we did like a 3-week like Italian tour. Cool. Should I tell the story, Claudio, of like the...
Yes.
Okay, we're going to bring it back to farts. So.
Oh, please.
All right.
Always come back to
what?
So we were doing this like 3-week Italian tour with like his parents, my parents, like our family, like right after our wedding, you know, big family vacation. And so we found this one place in Florence that like was just basically one big room with like a couple side rooms. So like my grandpa and his girlfriend got a separate room. Me and Claudio got a separate room.
Amazing.
But then our parents had to be like one on the couch and one in like kind of like a loft area. So like his parents were up in the loft area. My parents were like down
Whoa.
There. And my parents let it go, like let it go most of the time. But I thought they'd be on their best behavior. This is like the first week of the new in-laws. Anyway, we're getting ready for bed. And my parents are just ripping ass and burping. Like it's just like another night in Wyoming.
That's
like
comfort.
They're just
what?
Like being themselves. So I hear this from the other room. And I'm like, oh my God.
You hear the farts from the other
yes,
room?
Yes. And so I go to my parents.
Whoa.
Did you ever think maybe they're playing Banjo Kazooie?
And like the new in-laws are like up there and they're Italian. They don't speak the same language.
Like, oh
and I
goodness.
Come out to my parents and I say, can you fucking not do this shit? They're gonna think they got married into like some unemployed family.
Stop saying yourself.
And I was like, can you stop?
It's a fart family.
We just married into this family and you cannot be acting like that. And my mom the whole time is like covering her mouth, fanning the air because the fart was so stinky bad. And my dad is like crying, laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, like what's happening? Claudio's talking to his parents. They're like, I can't believe that they're just like doing this.
And
I'm like,
oh my God.
Can you just like, we own, this is the only Airbnb that we're sharing with the new in-laws. Can you like shut your assholes, please? Like, please.
You're like, we're trying. Help us. Help. Italian food, eh?
Yeah, the change in elevation.
Yeah. Sarah, we don't feel well. You're like, shut up.
Stop farting.
So that was like the first couple of days after this like three week long vacation and also lifetime of like families put
now
together.
That's what Claudio thinks. Claudio's family thinks Americans are like.
Yeah.
Wow, well, so they just fart all the time.
They are. Yeah. We're disgusting.
Yeah. We are. Yeah. Yeah, we are like that.
Wait, that's crazy. Also, to have like a 3 week like vacation hang is amazing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend like doing like a family vacation right after your wedding. Because, you know, after the wedding, you want to be married. You want to have the thing. So we really got to a breaking point by like our third city where we were in Venice. And I was like, everyone is fucking breaking off. OK, I've been married to this guy for like a week and a half. Yep. And we haven't had 1 second alone together. So like, please leave us alone. And that's what happened. And then my parents ended up getting lost in Venice, which is the smallest place on earth.
Help!
But yeah, exactly. And I was like, you figure it out. You guys figure it out.
I think that that's really good advice because my sister got married to a man from Ireland and they had his whole family stay with them after the wedding. No. This was years ago. And she was like, don't do it, Amanda. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
I feel really good, but I will say like, you know, I couldn't have Garde's dad or anyone there because they're all in Belarus. And so we had like 30 people. His mom 3 days before the wedding was like, okay, Amanda, I want to have people from Belarus, Russia, St. Petersburg to watch.
Oh.
How? And I was like, I don't know. I am sick. I'm going to be in bed. I'm stressed.
Oh, no.
I was so stressed like 3 days before. And she was like, okay. Okay, I'm going to find a way to get cameras and a man. Okay. And
do I was not like, worry.
Okay.
I will find a man.
Don't worry.
And cameras.
I will find the man and cameras, and we will go to Russia.
You're like, are you going to kill someone?
I was like, what? There's just snipers. But she did find a man who had big headphones. He was bald. He was right by the court stairs. And I was like, who's that guy? And he had like three cameras and he looked like he was DJing, but he wasn't. 30 people from Belarus and Russia watched our wedding.
Made it happen.
So whoa. I didn't have the like, I think if they were there in person, it would have been a different story.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
do you know
100%.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was just his mom and his two sisters who were there.
Got it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, but his dad and other sister and all of his aunts and uncles watched the wedding.
Pretty cool.
They're still talking about it. Yeah.
That's very, very
cool. That's really awesome.
So if they were there in person, it might have been different. We probably would have had his dad.
Yeah.
Who knows one word in English.
Nice.
Victory.
Kurt is like, man is going to audition. He goes,
victory.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Very sweet.
Aww.
He's very sweet. Yeah, he wears like a wife beater and has a gold chain and smokes cigarettes. I know it sounds weird, but that's what he does.
That's exactly what I'd picture.
Victory.
I like that, Amanda, your husband, every time I've seen him, he is wearing Smosh merch.
Oh.
Every time I've seen him.
Yep.
He's wearing a Smosh.
Anything I give that man, VidCon, oh my God, it was like Christmas, a million times over. Anything I give that man, he's like, oh, whoa. He'll wear like the fanny pack. He'll wear like a VidCon fanny pack, a Smosh sweatshirt, a freaking Snapchat hat.
That's
like,
so
I was
cute.
Like, babe, a little much all at once. But
Claudio does that too. Claudio
really?
Literally like asked me 2 days ago if he could wear his mythical shirt here.
Aww.
Yeah, he has Smosh merch, mythical merch. Like, see, he wears all the merch.
That's really cool because really they're just like, whoa, free stuff. And it's
I mean,
a brand.
Who doesn't love free stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people get a little like, nah, I don't want to wear it. It's ugly. But with him, he's just like, he wears it all at once.
It's a free outfit.
TikTok,
dude.
Backpack, like everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And now he's like, what'd you get me? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't have
a mini fridge. I don't get free stuff every day, man. So yeah. That's a good plus of having a European husband, I guess.
No, I think he's just having great husbands.
Yeah, I think he's having great husbands.
I think the advice is just find a good partner.
Yeah, that's what's tricky. It's like, yeah, they're European, but they're also just great.
They're very great husbands. I'm
great
speaking
guys.
For mine. She's speaking for hers.
Great
we're
husbands.
The same person.
Great husbands.
Great husbands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Highly recommend getting a husband.
Yeah, get a husband, Shane.
All right, I'll think about it.
Has to be 6'2 and up.
Yes.
All right.
Well, for you,
okay,
might be
5'8.
Great.
The fuck is this? God damn. We went like two minutes.
Literally, your shirt says tall boys for short kings.
Yeah, it's a joke. Like tall boy beards, tall boys for sure.
Did you say it's a joke?
Yeah, he does that.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Dude, because like,
I'm glad Sarah's here to protect me.
Can you imagine?
I feel like I roast him.
What do you
feel bad?
What do you think? How do you think the vibe would be if I like swore up and down that I was not short? What if I was just like, guys, I'm not short.
We wouldn't be close.
Just like, not. I'm not short.
We probably wouldn't be friends. We wouldn't be doing this podcast. Because I'd be like, you are in denial. You need to stop it.
You need to shut up.
The thing is, I don't look at you as like the shortest.
No,
man on the
no. But if
you're like, boom, wide, in like a good way, you know, you're like compact.
You're like
it's like when I touch someone's
like a
arm.
Prius.
I go too far on my words.
You're like a Prius C. You're good on mileage.
Yeah.
You're compact.
Hey, that's better. Tommy said what? That I'm a Camry or
what
no?
Keeps
no,
comparing
he said,
him to cars.
He said
a Camry.
What? He said I'm a Honda Civic.
He also said he's sexless.
Yeah, Tommy said
I've said that too.
Tommy said I give off sexless.
I agree.
What the fuck?
What? I don't agree with that.
You don't,
Sarah. It's been great having you on.
Sensual vibes?
I wouldn't say sensual. I'm not doing this. I'm not going down this road. Okay, I've already said enough. You're fine. You're great. You're great. You're a sexy
I've
guy.
Come to the podcast to break down all relationships.
You're a sex machine. Sarah! We're going to finish this podcast and just go, yeah, that
what
went
the
well.
Fuck was
are
that?
You
yeah,
okay?
All right. We don't need to do this anymore.
No, you're great.
Okay.
You're a great guy.
So, how's life after Smosh?
What are we doing?
I don't know what to ask now. All right.
Post-Smosh,
so, how do we pivot?
Smosh is the best I've ever felt. No. I don't know. It's I think I said it a little bit in the video we shot earlier today, but like I'm enjoying like seeing you guys as a fan. So I
yeah.
like I'm genuinely very proud. I have a little bit of FOMO. I like I'm also like guys, this is like. But I also had this feeling when I was here at Smosh. It's like this is your guys' like jobs. How freaking cool is that? Like
it's the
like,
weirdest. There's no job. I think there's not many jobs out there as weird as this.
No,
like unless you're Dude Perfect or something. Like it's not. This is like
it's such a unique environment. So I think it's like whether people stay a long time or for a short time, like it's a very fun experience.
It's amazing. That's why when people are like, are you happy with your schedule? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm in paradise. What? I don't care. Serve me any food. I don't care.
Yeah, you get to perform. Like, you get little snacks.
Like, as a performer who has performed always on stage for free, always. Like, always. It was like, money was never an option. It was like, here's $10 because ticket sales were good. It's like, oh my God. We're going traveling.
Exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
I get paid to come to this job is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We get to tell these stories.
Oh God. Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah.
Sex machine.
But you've continued to perform and stuff even after you left because you were at least at times you're very active on TikTok.
Yeah. I like would do a lot of hair dyeing videos. Like I don't do niche stuff. Like I've always been a content creator like since the internet started. Like I went to school for television production, so that's kind of like always how I've like gotten my creative outlet out. So like when TikTok started, like every day Claudio was like, why don't you have a TikTok? Why don't you have a TikTok? Why don't you have a TikTok?
Wow.
Good
and
husband.
So yeah. And he always does that with a lot of stuff. And so,
because it's so good. I love watching your content.
Oh, thank you.
No, truly. I love it. Your editing is so good, especially when you're traveling and you do this thing where you change your background. Like you make it like beautiful and interesting and colorful and creative. And I don't know what it is. Your content gives off this like positive vibe.
Yes.
But also not like picture perfect.
Yes.
Like it's like untouchable.
Yeah.
I still feel like I could like sit on the couch with you and like watch a movie.
Well, because that's kind of like more my life. I'm not like a perfect person. So I don't try to be. And I think, like, I always want to exercise that, because even though I've left Smosh, I still very much work in social for my 9 to 5. So it's like, I want to stay, you know, people always ask me, how do you stay up on trends, or how do you do this? And I'm like, you just got to be an actual user of it. Like, you got
to
be,
you have to be watching it.
You got to be in it. Like, there's no, like, maybe AI will change that, but it's like, you know, there's no substitution for, like, being a creator in the space and, like, knowing it from that angle. And because my background's here, I've worked for E, like, created television shows, like, that's how my brain thinks. So so TikTok's always just been like a creative venture, but, like, you know, last year I was kind of like, maybe I should try YouTube, and I tried YouTube. It's really hard to do it by yourself. I knew that, but it's very hard to do it by yourself. And so, you know, last year was really about, like, calibrating, like, what's my life about, like, what outside of work, outside of, like, videos and social media. And so, like, this year, I feel like I've gotten to, like, a really, really good place where I'm like, I just want to fuel my creativity, not for an algorithm.
Yes.
And outside of it, because I also think I'm such a perfectionist with my videos, like, everything in a way of, like, I don't try to picture my life, like, show my life picture perfect. The lip sync has to be perfect. The, like, but you know, I have to pick the perfect song. I have to get the right edits. I have to get the right font. Like, I'm a perfectionist, and, like, that is, like, kind of burning me out. So I'm like, I kind of need to make art offline and, like, push myself through, like, just not perfection art,
you
not
need to
algorithm
fill up your
art.
Cup offline, because sometimes when we put it online for people to see, that's when we get nitpicky, and that's when I watch your content and I'm like, oh, I feel so good because you did all the work behind the scenes to make it. To make me watch it, like, effortlessly, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I'm feeling relaxed.
Yeah, but it's stressful.
That's your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did so much work. But I do think as artists, we have to go off and kind of fuck it up and mess up.
Exactly.
Doing something else, like something we're not really that good at.
Exactly. So, like, for me, you guys know I love sewing my crazy little outfits and
love
stuff.
It.
So it's like, now I'm just, like, on this mission to make, like, all my clothes not boring and stuff. And I just, like, lock myself in my basement and, like, push through and, like, upcycle things. And I'm like, if plan A, B, C, D doesn't work, like, Sarah, you just have to push through, because my natural inclination is, like, throw it away. I'm like, it's not good enough. It's not perfect. It's, like, whatever. And I'm really trying to, like, push myself to just, like, push through the, like, perfection idea I have for, like, being immediately good at something, or immediately my vision coming to life, because I can do that so easily with videos.
You can, but not with the other stuff.
And it's not satisfying then, you know?
And then it's not satisfying if you are immediately good at it, because then you're like, cool, I did it. Okay.
Yep.
And I think your stuff, like, I've never seen you wear a boring outfit.
No, no, Sarah, I don't know if I've ever seen you wear the same outfit twice.
Literally.
And they're always the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
And your hair.
Thank you.
So your hair.
Chop, chop. We chopped off, like, inches.
Chopped up your
this
hair.
This is the most normal your hair has looked in a long time.
Since my wedding, I think, yeah.
It's stunning.
Thank you.
Your hair is gorgeous. So I hear that you are done dyeing your hair.
Done dyeing my hair.
Forever or just for now?
You know, as an Aquarius, you know.
I'm an Aquarius.
We change our minds every fucking second of every fucking day.
Yes,
so in
we
this
do.
Moment right now, I don't want to dye my hair. But who knows, next week, maybe it'll change.
Maybe it'll be purple.
Because initially I wanted to, like, just get a trim. And then 8 inches gone 3 days later. So yeah, I think I'm done dyeing my hair, because I did a whole video on my, like, Instagram and TikTok. Is like, I was kind of, like, dyeing my hair because I love dyeing my hair bright colors, but also, like, doing it to create the videos and, like, do that. It was a lot of time and effort, and, like, you know, sometimes it would be, like, 5 hours, 6 hours of me in the bathroom, like, lip-syncing to things, then editing it, then also washing my hair, then doing my hair, then doing the after and everything like that. So it became labor-intensive, and it got to a point where I was like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I dyeing my hair? And so I want to take that time back and focus it on other things.
Absolutely.
So it's as simple as that.
And your hair is such a beautiful color right now.
Thank you. And it's actually not exactly what we thought. So it's like, I did a round of bleach, and then they did color remover and then some highlights, and it was still bright ass red pink. So she was like, we can't get your hair to where you wanted it to be, because hair just be hair. And so now we're like this little, like, Emma Stone vibe a little bit.
Pretty great.
It's so Emma
Stone. Pretty good. It is very Emma Stone.
Which I've gotten her the most. Like,
you,
her.
You do look like her.
Elizabeth Banks. I think, like, those
Elizabeth Banks, smile.
See,
and then Brie Larson I've also gotten, too. Huh. No, you don't see that. See, my husband says Brie Larson the most.
I don't know.
But all of these are polite. The one I get also is Deb from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, fun. Real fun.
Do you get told you look like anybody, Shane? Famous? The guy from the Goldbergs.
Yeah, the guy from the Goldbergs.
And iCarly.
And iCarly.
And iCarly. Not a ton. Wait, there's that guy.
You get someone.
There's that guy. This is like back in the day when my hair was longer. I would get the guy from Party Down, the blonde guy from that show.
Mm, yeah, you said this on the podcast and I still don't.
Okay, goddamn. Sometimes I don't. I'm just saying what some people have said. Just I think more in like the vibe, but Taron Egerton from like The Kingsman and stuff.
Oh, I see that. Okay, I can see that one.
I see that.
What about you, Amanda?
I don't know. People get
that one. That one ones. Girl from the second season of White Lotus.
Second season of White Lotus.
One of the
Aubrey Plaza.
Not Aubrey Plaza. It's one of the two girls who are like trying to.
Oh, the prostitutes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Actually a
they
great
were
compliment.
Hot. Mm-hmm. They're hot. Mm-hmm.
The one with the short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think nice. That's similar vibe.
That's the best
vibe.
Compliment you've ever given
similar
me.
Similar vibe.
I am a prostitute in Italy, and I love that. Honestly, she was the hottest thing. I was
they
like,
both were so oh, hot. Yeah.
She was so, the other
I feel
one
like everyone in White Lotus
earrings.
Is attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
With her star like earrings playing the piano?
Yeah, yeah.
That was my favorite season of White Lotus.
And yeah, I like season two.
Ah, because season one was too cringy.
We've talked about, going back, we've talked about possibly dyeing our hair this year.
Really?
Here's the thing. About. I've never dyed my hair.
I've never dyed my hair like a color.
I have virgin
like,
hair.
I dyed my hair. My hair was
your
like.
Your hair was black.
My hair was, yeah, really dark when I first joined Smosh, but I haven't ever dyed it like a crazy color.
Oh, yeah, because we have predictions.
Yeah, we have predictions. We were going to do an end segment. I think an end segment could just be us revisiting these because you realized that one of them has been fulfilled on yours.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Sarah Christ fell in love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
in the fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
Yeah.
They made a whole redacted.
Fell in love with a good man.
Which is.
That she'll resist.
Is redacted?
I think redacted's good for her. I think
okay.
he's good for her.
Sure.
As she said.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the healthiest relationship she's ever been in.
That's so true.
So that kind of did happen.
You're so right.
Mine, nothing has yet to happen.
Angela will book something very big. Well, Angela went to Sundance this year, so that's very
Yay!
Big. So I think that.
I think she, I'm still holding out hope. I think she might book something.
Anthony will shave his head. Now I'm thinking that not that won't happen.
That won't happen, but one of us could do it. So you never know.
And I will meet Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC.
Also could happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have a crush on him or anything.
Oh.
Not like that.
It's just a thing you want to.
Yeah. It's just happen. I love Dateline NBC.
And one of your predictions, there's going to be a Smosh baby, which we're running out of time for that to happen this year, I think.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, who knows? Maybe a baby is an idea.
That's true.
This is true.
That's true. A movie can be a baby. A show can be a baby. You know, anything.
There will be a Smosh baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My predictions are hidden underneath there.
JFK, Marilyn Monroe, truth exposed.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That she was murdered by JFK?
I predicted
that. Yeah, that's
that,
a fact.
Okay.
Yeah,
I predicted that Smosh will end up on Good Morning America.
Oh.
That's great.
Still hasn't happened. Bigfoot will be revealed, will be proven to be true, but that it's extinct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Timothy Chalamet breakdances.
I think
still...
he already did that on SNL, didn't he? No, he didn't.
No. But okay. Dune 2. It opens up a lot of possibilities.
Okay.
Amanda books a role as a mom. Guys, watch all my commercials. It's already there.
And I have a prediction that we will have an episode that hits 1 million in a week. Oh. I think if we have an episode that hits 1 million in a week, I will dye my hair.
Oh.
What color?
I like that.
We'll figure out what color. But, you know, maybe what color should I dye my hair? Mm. Bright.
Purple, like Damien. Back in the day.
Right, purple?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I think like a pink would be
ooh,
awesome.
Pink could be cool.
Like Aaron's pink, like a soft pink would be sweet.
That could be really cool.
Yeah.
This also could look sick. It'd be a little different. Not as extreme, but if I just fully bleached my hair.
Yes. And then dye it pink.
Okay.
I don't know about you with bleached hair, boo.
You know who looks really good with
not
bleached hair? Spencer. Every time I see him, like, even when
good.
It was grown out, when it was closely shaven, like he looks
Sarah,
good
I
with
said
bleached
this to
head.
Him last week.
He
I said,
so good.
You looked so good with bleached hair at VidCon 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The shaved bleached hair.
It looks so
oh,
good.
Oh my God.
I know. Sarah.
Yes.
This has been great.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Sarah.
This was so fun.
We love you.
And I love you guys.
If you were to come back for a day, what would you want to do the most if you were to like come back for one day?
Mm. I think the next time I come back, actually, I want to play a game. Like, I want to play a board game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like an improvised character plot one?
I don't know. Am I good at those kind of things? I get so nervous.
We'll find out.
I like being the straight man.
What if we also got you on an episode where everyone's the chosen and you have to be a chosen as well? Because you were there for the creation of The Chosen, but you never have played.
I've played A Chosen. Oh, it's very fun.
Oh, my God. Amanda's Chosen is hilarious.
My Chosen was so aggressive.
I think it'd be pretty funny. Okay. I think I could do it. Maybe.
Sarah, we love you. You're always welcome back here anytime.
Oh, that's very sweet. Can you believe almost 3 years?
That is actually
I refuse to believe.
Since I left.
That means I've been here
the second time.
For a long time. That's crazy. Well, our mom is here. Our mom is here, and stepmom. This is the movie Stepmom, right here. We like to
back
off each other's arms.
For audio listeners, it's a nightmare.
Wow, soft.
I know.
Arms.
I'm so soft. Wow. It's the Korean, you know, the Korean like you. Oh use yeah. The, like little rough rag. Gotcha.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.